Yeah, you already know, man. It's before I'm here, man. We're about to get it popping in a second, but we got to play this joint right here for my man Big Pun. Rest in peace, man. Shout out to DJ June on this mix, man. Let's go.
DJ June, another exclusive remix. This one here goes out to my man Big Pun. Shout out to the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Y.O.
Yo, I shatter dreams like Jordan, assorting bad of your team. Your squadron will be barred from out like Adam and Eve from the garden. I'm carving my initials on your forehead, so every night before bed, you see the BP shut off the board head. Reverse that, I curse that, the first whack, nigga with the first rack, cause he ain't worth jack. Hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap, make his whole body jerk back. Watch the earth crack, hand him his purse back. I'm the first Latin rapper to baffle your skull. Master the flow, niggas be swerving, I'm blacking and cold. Like that gate, I be rapping and tongues packing the one spagnum cannons and gatling guns. One and only son of Tony Montana. You ain't promised manana in the rotten Montana. Come on, Fana, we need your promise. Fill a marijuana, snake bite, anaconda. A man of honor, we wanna try to match my persona. Sometimes drama, I blow my own mind like Havana. Comma, ain't go the whole nine like Madonna. We'll try to find another drama with my kind of drama. When you awaken, your man could have been taken. Thinking like you're Satan when I'm the rhyme in the promenade. When you awaken, your man could have been taken. Thinking like you're Satan when I'm the rhyme in the promenade. I'm adrenaline, uncut, straight to the gut. Make fire, I'ma make it burn. Higher and hotter than lava, this scholar and rise of his mother's MacGyver. Up with honor inside the heart of a liar. Involved in the life of crime, fuck it, I like to shine. Up in a white and lime, plus with the pipe is down. Flushed out, four pockets about to flush out. If you're not in it for this finish, get on truck out. Take a hike, we could even battle to make it right. Go ahead, take some light to finish, take a night. Head to head in the street, I leave you dead in your feet. Settle and beat, I leave the natural rhyme to the Benjamin beat. But it won't matter.
Try to get him on the show. Who that? Who with me? Who that? Who with me right now?
Squeezy Luigi, yo.
There you go. That's my dude. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I'm gonna welcome my boy, man, the correct way. Former bad boy for the Yankees. For how many? Yeah, tell him. Man, give me an introduction, my nigga.
Well, former Yankee bad boy from 1998 to 2005. Three world championships under my belt with the New York Yankees. God bless. Thank you, TDI. And Lush Radio for this opportunity to let my side of the story be told.
So, what's up, my nigga, man? So, you know, we're going to talk about your book and all that. You do got a book coming out, right?
Yeah, I have a book coming out this summer. It's a tell-all book on my experience as a New York Yankee bat boy against the Yankee organization.
Let me ask you, you know, Yankees being the best franchise in sports, how did it feel, like, you know what I mean? To be a part of that whole movement, my nigga, for so many long, like so many years.
Wow, man, 8 years, man, under my belt. It was like living in Wonderland, man. It was just something that can't be described or put into words. It's just an experience hanging out with famous people and enjoying all those wins and all those championships was you know, it was an experience that I'll cherish for the rest of my life, man.
That's what's up, man. So, your book, you're one of the first, probably the first bad boy to put this book together, and probably the last bad boy.
Yes, sir. The Yankees made bad boy sign confidentiality papers. I don't know why. You got to ask them. But,
people who don't know what that is, B, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they're backs against the wall right now, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell them what's up with that, you know what I mean, the whole situation of why they're making these people sign these papers.
Well, they're making these people sign these papers because probably they got something to hide, the organization, not the players. It's the organization. And probably they don't want skeletons out the closet that the truth be told, you know? I'm just going to tell my side of the story of my experience and what I went through, and let the public decide.
So what's up? Tell the people what's going on. I mean, like, who are the people that you really not feeling in that whole organization? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not feeling Brian Cashman. I'm not feeling Lon Truss. I'm not feeling Anthony Flynn. I'm not feeling a lot of people in that organization because they didn't give me the opportunity to give me a second chance when there's a lot of people there that made a worse mistake than I had made, which will be in the book, and let the public decide why they still working there and I'm not. And meanwhile, I was the loyalist and most humblest person and loved by all the players, and just the organization didn't get along with me.
Wow. I mean, shit, you know how it is, man. It's like nobody's your friend.
Nah, at the end of the day, it's just all I want to say is for, you know, all those bad boys out there, man, we do all the hard work that fans and a lot of people probably don't know, that we put in more hours than a baseball player, than a front office executive, and we don't get no credit for it, and we just get stomped on like we're slaves or something. And that's when all the negativity comes, and you get caught up on it, and nobody will back you up at the end of the day.
So who are the people like you still cool? I know some of the players you still cool with on that whole situation over there, like with the whole Yankees. I mean, any current players you still cool with? You still keep in touch with over them?
Yeah, man, phone digits. I keep in touch with Ruben Sierra. Big shout out to him. Homer Bush, Nick Johnson, Derek Jeter, David Cone, you know, Bernie Williams. I could go on. It's just a legacy I left behind. I left a good imprint. If I was a bad dude, none of these players would even pick up the phone or see how I'm doing in life 5 years later, you know?
Right. Shit, man. So what are some of the topics you're going to be touching on in your book?
Well, a couple of topics I'm going to be touching on is the David Cone perfect game. He made me, you know, who I am. It's talking about how in a rain delay, how he called me his good luck charm because a perfect game is not easy to do. It doesn't come every day and every season. You got to get 27 outs.
Nothing. Nobody gets on base. Nothing.
No, nothing. And he was my idol growing up as a young kid, and I got to actually work with my idol. It's like a movie type story, and it's just something great for us to experience and show and let the people in, and those young kids out there, they want to become a bad boy.
Wow.
You know, and we're going to touch on that topic. Those are the good times. We're also going to touch on, you know, how a bad boy works, you know, what he does during the day and you know, what he has to do for a player, what he has to do, you know, it makes a lot of sacrifice. You have to leave school and a lot of work behind, man. It's a sacrifice that you don't know is a decision whether you have to make, whether it's right or wrong, but it's a decision you have to make whether you want to stay in school or live your dream job.
Right. Considering you were young, too, how old were you when you started?
I was 14 years old when I started.
Wow.
Yeah, 14 years old, man, and it was just unbelievable experience when I wrote that letter and having the Yankees write back to me and saying, you know, you're going to be a part of a Yankee organization and all of that. I thought it was a practical joke, but it became a reality, and I stood with them for 8 years. A lot of bad boys don't last more than 2 years.
Wow. Yo,
yeah, so it's just a lot of things are going to be touched on this book that a reader and a fan will want to hear and listen to, you know?
Right.
It's a lot of things.
We got a caller right here, my brother. I don't mean to cut you off. I want to see who's this right here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see what's up. It's a weird-looking number. You know what I'm saying? Caller, what up? You on the line? No, maybe they just want to listen to you. Caller, you on the line? What up?
Hello?
Nah, they ain't on there.
They ain't on there?
Nah.
Yeah, man. So it's just touching on topics where, you know, people just got to see what it is to be a Yankee bat boy. And a lot of things, there's on and off the field issues that are not in your contract. And you have to do things and sacrifice for players, you know, and organization people, and they don't give you not even a World Series ring. But other teams like the Boston Red Sox, for example, and the Mets, they gave their bat boys rings, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees were supposed to be a billion corporation. They can't give a bat boy a ring.
Wow.
Let the public be the judge.
Yeah, give me your best experience that you can remember, like one of your most fun times on the road or being, you know what I mean, and on a bus with them dudes or what?
My best experience.
One of your funnest times or whatever that you can remember off the top.
My funniest times, this is going to take 2 minutes of your time, and you might probably get a kick out of it, is with Joe Torre and Raul Mondesi. I was on my way to a trip to Boston against the Red Sox, and Raul Mondesi paid my trip to Boston. So I'm out and he pays my hotel flight, whatever. We go to the game, he gets benched. So when he got benched, he got real upset because he's been in the game for 19 years. So in Spanish, he started cursing and whatever, and he says, "Luigi, get me a cab. We're going back to New York." I'm like,
"Cab?"
Yeah, a cab, my nigga. I'm talking about a cab.
From Fenway. You want to take a cab from Fenway back then? What?
Yeah, and we did it, brother. We did it. We did it together in a cab, bro.
Serious?
Serious, man. All jokes aside, man. And we did it in the cab. And then when we got back to New York, Joe Torre calls me into his office when the Yankees got off the road trip. When the Yankees got off the road trip, he called me up and he goes, "I want you in my office right now." And I said, "What?" So when I get in the office, I got Brian Cashman, Joe Torre, and Rick Down and Don Zimmer in the freaking room. So I'm like, oh, and the door closes behind me. And Joe Torre says, "Have a seat." So I have a seat. And when I have the seat, he tells me, "I want to know what Mondesi said about me." I panicked.
Oh.
I said, "Yo, he motherfucked me too." So he starts laughing. Everybody starts laughing. And they tell me, "Yo, get out my office." But that's how close, you know, Joe Torre was with staff and people. You see how the players and everybody.
Well, you're more like
and coaches were tight, except the executive front office.
Yeah, we're going to take this caller right here real quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have a pretty good idea who this is.
Yes, sir.
It might be the queen. 240, what up?
What up,
bro? That's Lush, the queen. The queen of the whole situation right here, man. Lush, what up, man? We on a jab with my boy, Squeegee.
What's up? Hello. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's all good. I was, you know what I'm saying, checking and just showing support and everything on the show. But what I'm hearing is sounding good.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's a story that's going to be told, and, you know, it's just letting the people know and letting the public decide that, you know, us minorities got to also have the upper hand, too, and to say so, because we're getting treated as we're doing all the hard work and no credit's being handed down towards us.
That's the truth.
You know, and that's all I want out of it. I don't want to hurt nobody. Ain't nobody going to get hurt. Ain't nobody going to get discriminated against. It's just pure facts. Let the public decide.
That's what it is, man.
We got another caller right here, man. I think the kid's on fire right now. Yo, man, 347, what's up, man? Who this?
Yes, sir.
347, state your biz, man. We got Squeegee Boy on the line. Might be a Red Sox fan trying to get at you. Who knows?
Man, you think so? I love the
Yo.
Red Sox.
Who that?
Yo, this is fucking, oh, my bad. Excuse my French. This is RAE, man. What it is, B?
Ray, what up, baby boy?
What's poppin'?
What's up,
man? Hey, man, we got the kid on the line, Squeegee, man.
Oh, you got, oh, what?
Yes, sir.
That's what up, man. I heard a lot of stories about you, kid.
What's up? I hope they're good.
I heard you was coming through with everybody's V's on the Yankees and all that, coming through the block with the reins and all that, man.
I
heard you was deboing the whips and all that, man. What's up with that, bro?
Not deboing. It was more of a trust thing, I think, right, Lou?
more of a trust where they let me wash their cars. I had a lot of deals with these people off the field. Like I said, I was like their personal assistant, and I was also a bad boy. But my main job was to be a bad boy, but I had to do a lot of personal things for these players.
That's what's up, man. That's cool, man. You got to see a lot of things. You was young. Probably made some mistakes, but, you know, it is
everybody
it is,
makes mistakes, man. You can't be
definitely
judged by one mistake because there's there's a lot of people out there in the suits, and they know who I'm talking about. They wear them suits, and they think they live in a life that's so perfect, and it ain't perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all want to play this drop real quick, man. Right before we get into this next caller, be Chub Rock right here. Cause you know we got to show love to Lushy Lush, the queen right here, man. Let me play this drop real quick. We're going to get right back at Squeegee. Nobody move. Everybody call up, man. That's what y'all need to do.
Yo, this is your boy, Chub Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
What's up, B? You already know what it is. We got another caller from the 201. 201 is in the building, man. We're about to see what's up right now.
Hello.
201.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Hey, that's my writer right there, Michael Christen.
Michael, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. We hear you really good.
Hey, this is a bestseller, TDI Lush. This is a bestseller right here. This right here is going to take me to the top.
That's what's up, man.
Thank you.
Hope so. Good luck. You got my support 1,000%, man.
Well, it sounds like a delicious...
That's Michael Christen, the writer of Squeegee Bat Boy, the life of
Michael
a Yankee.
Christen, man. Thank you for calling, man. You're more than welcome to stick around, or if not, keep your ears tuned, man, because this is going to get interesting in a minute.
Okay, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys. It's an absolute honor.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Michael Christen, everybody. Michael Christen.
So let me ask you a question, or should I wait?
No, you can ask
whatever you want. Ask him right now. Shoot.
I was going to ask, for example, what was it like, and I never really asked you this, what was it like on the airplane, you know, when you went traveling with the team?
Oh, wow. It was like you never get searched. We just walk straight to the plane, and, and you know, we would have pillow fights, you know, watch DVD movies. I would always sit next to Ruben Sierra and watch DVD movies and joke around and have a couple of drinks.
Nice, very nice. And did they have to wear their uniforms when they went on the airplane?
No, just suits. I had to wear a suit myself. You couldn't get on the plane without a suit. It was a suit attire all the time on the plane.
Okay.
But it was a very nice experience to travel all around with these guys, but the organization never paid for it. It was just close with who would pay for me to get on these flights.
Now, can I ask one other question? What about the other passengers on the plane? Did they try to get autographs, or was it a private jet?
No, it was a private. It's a private plane, which is Continental Airlines, who's affiliated with the Yankees, and we would fly with them in any airport or any city they were flying from after the games.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Caller, man. We got another call. We're going to get to the double caller, man, from right here from the 786. 786, you live, man. Talk to me.
Yo, what a dude, though.
Hello,
my nigga Gabby. Miami's in the building.
Yes,
you got your boy Luigi on the line,
blue,
man.
Blue ID. What it is, my nigga?
What's up, Miami? How you doing?
Chilling over here. 305, looking real pretty.
Yes, sir. 718
yes,
over
sir.
Here.
I'm early.
Hey, we got any questions?
Yo, you got any questions to ask Luigi, man? You know Luigi for a long time, brother.
Yes,
so.
Sir, man. That nigga was from childhood.
You already know, baby.
Yo,
we got to get this other caller right here, 718. 718's in the building. New York is definitely in the building. We're going to get into New York right now, man. New York, what up? You live?
Yo. New York.
718, man, what's up? Who's this? State your name and, you know, state your biz.
Hello?
New York, we hear you,
What's up, Squeegee? It's Kanicki.
What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Hanging in there, brother, doing good, man.
All right, just calling to tell you my car is dirty. It's been raining lately, man.
Come watch it for me.
Yo, Squeegee, tell them all where it all started. Tell them about the bleachers, where you got, you know.
Section 39, shout out to the Bleacher Creatures. That's my family. That's where I started. Tina Lewis, my whole family, Evelyn, Tom, Larry, the Section 39. I started as a 13-year-old kid getting beat up by the Bleacher Creatures, and it got me the job.
There you go.
Yes, baby, Section 39. Who's your daddy?
All right, Luigi, you sound great.
Thank you for the support.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
What's up, man? Hey, yo, we got another caller, 212, yo, Screecher. You got the lines on fire right now. Not even me. When I do my interviews as a hip-hop artist, I get it like this, man.
Thank you, TDI, man. It's
hold
all
on,
love,
man.
Baby.
You already know, man. 212, you live, man. What's up?
Yeah. Yo, Weezy.
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's good, my dude?
Who's this?
Yo. Hey, yo, Squeeze, man. I just wanted to show much success to you, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nah, no doubt. You know, we behind you all the way, homie.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the support. I need all the support I could get, man. I just want to let the public decide, man. That's all.
Yo, let them know. Let them know the real deal, my nigga.
Yes, sir, man. I will. I will stand behind for all of those that are supporting me. I will stand up, man.
All right, my dude. I just wanted to touch base, let you know, like I said, my success. And do your thing, homie.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man. Appreciate the call.
No doubt, my nigga.
Love you, man.
Just a quick drop real quick, man. You know, we got to show love to the queen once again, man.
Yeah. It's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali. And I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with. Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, B.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We got this, got another caller right here, man. We don't...
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you live with Squeegee.
Yes, sir. Hello. How you doing?
I think they just want to listen to you, brother. So, let me ask you a question, man. You got this book popping off, right?
Yes, sir.
What kind of message you want the Yankee organization to get off this book?
Well, it's for the fans to get an inside look of the game and the team they love. And because at the end of the day, they pay the money for the team, and they should know these little things that go on behind the scenes. And the way, you know, and the way they blinded me with my experience, and they left me out to dry, man, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, the players treated me better than the organization. And I'm the one that kept that wheel churning so everything could work out at the end for players and executive office people.
Right.
So at the end of the day, all I want at the end of the day is some respect back, and that's it, man.
So the Yankees still your favorite team?
Yeah, the players.
I would have thought you became a Red Sox fan right by now.
You want that deal to happen. Hey, any Red Sox organization people want, I'll sign a contract.
POS team, call us up, man. Yo, I want to get into this. I'm going to get this call.
Hey, Babe Cone did it. Babe Ruth did it. Why can't I do it?
I swear, you're right. 3-2-3, you lied. 3-2-3.
I
would have
thought
it became a
restaurant.
All right, we got another caller. 646 is in the building, man. 646, you live and direct. Talk to your boy.
Hey, BG, I just want to say good luck on your book.
Thank you.
It's JoJo.
JoJo, thank you, brother. How old are you? So. Hello?
What happened to JoJo?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like a young kid, right?
Yeah. Little fan right there, man.
Oh, man. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Those kids need to know, too, man, about an experience that education comes from, man.
323.
Hello?
Hello?
What up, TBI? It's your girl, Minnie from Cali.
Minnie, what up? What's going on?
Not much. Just showing some support for you. Huh?
So we got a Dodger fan in the house?
Hell yeah, Dodgers.
All right. You ain't got any questions for my man right here, former bad boy of the Yankees?
Well, actually not. I was just showing support for you.
Thank you, mama. I appreciate that.
All right, hey, I'm still waiting for my package.
Got what? You. Don't talk about that.
Right.
I got you. What a TDI shirt.
Yeah, I've been waiting for what, a year?
Hell yeah, not yet. Don't sell me out yet.
All right, take care, boy.
All right.
All right, bye.
Yo, We got another caller from the 440-440. Oh, 440.
Mm.
440, what's up?
40. Hello?
What's going on, baby?
They got Metro PCS.
Yeah, probably. I know we got another caller from the 347, though. 347, you live with the squeegee man himself.
347. Hello. 347.
Yo, let me ask you a question before I get into this joint right here. I did for Lush, you know what I'm saying? I gotta rep my queen right here. Yo, tell me what you think about the game of baseball today with all the steroid scandals and all the BS going on.
Mm-hmm. It's changed so much, man. It's actually tainted the game and is no longer fun. It's all business now. And I just don't want people to lose love for the game and just. It's a fun thing. It's a family experience for you to have with your kids and all of that. Don't let steroids taint it and just keep taking your kids to the ballparks and keep them away from negativity.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. We're going to get into this joint right here. This is the Lush promo I did courtesy of your boy TDI, man. We right back. Nobody go nowhere, man. Your boy Squeezy. Squeezy, you ain't going nowhere, right?
Going nowhere.
Say no more, baby. This is how we do right here. Be on LushRadioOnline.com.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him!
It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block talk radio, listen to Lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got.
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Geo, Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, BlockTalkRadio.com. Let's go.
You know what it is, it's the boy Joel Santana. Yeah, it's going down Friday, April 2nd. Be there, be square, straight drop. Sky High Entertainment presents me, myself, and I, Joel Santana, my brother Jim Jones, my boy Mano, and the one and only Jada Kiss. Yes, we will be performing live at NJ.
This is your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush. On Lush Radio Online.
What's up, Jewels?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. We back. We live and direct, man. You know
yes.
What I'm saying? We got a call up from the 347 right here. 483. What's going
what up,
on,
what up,
man?
What up? What
347.
Up? 347. Big Vice from the motherfucking BX. What up?
What up, Vice?
What up? What it is, homie?
Chilling. What's up with you, brother?
Just chilling, maintaining, you know.
We here.
Got a question for you, man.
Let it go.
Yeah, I saw your interview on Bronx 12, you know, and I just want to know if anybody, you know, the organization responds to any comments.
Well, I don't know if you saw on the interview, they didn't have no comment, and I'm glad that you were one of the person of the callers to ask that, because I don't know why they could not answer back, because I worked there 8 years. How do you forget somebody that works there 8 years on your payroll?
That's hard,
real
brother.
Recognize real.
You know
what it
crazy
is?
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, you know, if they don't got nothing to hide, then why they didn't comment?
Exactly. You just took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, I guess the media gotta ask them what's going on, because how can you not comment a kid that players talked about in interviews and everything, why they can't give me the benefit of the doubt and just give me a one-on-one interview.
My boy is going to be heard, man.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, B.
It will, man, and I'm thank you for pointing that out, man. A lot of people don't see that, and that's the whole message. How can a kid work there for so many years at a young age, minority, miss school, and they can't comment back on something that wasn't even negative?
Let me get into this other caller right here from the 718, man.
Hey,
718,
you.
Man, you live.
Yo, what's up? Yo, Luigi, it's Kanicki again.
What's up?
I'm just telling you one thing. I'm taking offense to all this Red Sox shit, man. Keep this shit up. You won't be able to show your face in 203. Don't make me call Tina and tell her.
Huh?
Don't make me call Tina and tell her what you're saying.
As a visa creature, Section 39.
And tell them about your boy, Ruben Sierra, and this nice purple suit he used to wear on the plane.
Hey, Ruben's going to call in a little while. If I make fun of him, he's going to choke me, man.
Ruben,
hey,
man.
He used to wear some funny things, man. Yellow pants with a purple shirt and green shoes, man.
That's crazy.
Ruben Sierra, man. Big shout out to him. I love the Blue Jays, man, no matter what.
Yo, man, got to show love to the fucking Sox, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Sox fan here. I'm going to be the only Sox fan. I'm going to take the motherfucking heat for it. But I'm outnumbered right now, so I'm going to fall back. I'm going to take it easy because I'm outnumbered. We need some 617 callers up in here right now, man, for real.
What up? You got to turn that B hat to an NY hat, kid.
Never that, man. We got 440 on the line again. 440.
Hey, what's up, CDI? What's up, Luigi?
Hello,
who's
this?
What's going on?
This is Rosemary.
Hello, how you doing?
What's good?
I wanted to ask you, did you fulfill your dream, and was it what you thought it was, or was it what you thought it would be, being a bad boy for the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean the dream that I was chasing was fulfilled and realized. We got real obsessed with Lewis and the Yankee organization for at that time being, but everything good comes to an end, and at the end, I learned an experience that taught me how to become a man.
So what did you learn?
I learned a lot. I learned how to be responsible, how to choose the right path and not the wrong path.
You was forced to grow up at a young age.
Yeah, I was learning a lot. You got to remember, I was young. And I was learning at that time from older people. Remember, a lot of people don't know, I had my dad pass away in 99, and I was looking for father figures, and the Yankee ball players were father figures to me and guiding me in the best way they knew how. And I appreciate that from them, and that can never be taken away from me.
That's his fault.
Rosemary, don't go nowhere. We got another caller, 347. 347, B, you live in direct.
347.
What's going on? This is Mr. Martinez, a.k.a. Blazer Jones, a.k.a. Bombich.
The manager, hey!
What's going on, Mr. Luigi Castillo?
How you doing, Mr. Martinez?
I'm doing good, Mr. Castillo. One question I want to ask you, Mr. Castillo.
Yes.
As far as the Latin players, the African-American players, and white players, was there a family in there, or was there a contradiction, people going against each other? Was there racism in the bullpen?
Well, this is how I'm going to put it the best I can to my knowledge. There's a lot of segregation in there. And it's, you know, Hispanics hang out with Hispanics because nobody understands Spanish sometimes, you know. And, you know, African ball players, they'll chill with each other, but more, you know, they would be in separate groups because you have your own group. You know, like Jeter would hang out with Posada. And, you know, A-Rod would hang out by himself. And that's how it was, you know. And, you know, Sheffield would hang out with African ball players and Jeter. And it was as after the ballpark, nobody would hang out with anybody. Only you would catch a group. And, yeah, there was segregation there. And especially in the organization.
And the office never got involved with that. I was trying to get these players together, picnics, barbecues.
I played the role in that where I would get Ruben Sierra to hang out with, let's say, with a Randy Choate you know, and it helped out all those years and the years we were winning championships because I would play music, you know, in the clubhouse, real low in Sierra's locker, and people would come by and see Sierra dance, you know, white players would make fun of him, and it got to a point where it became a family. You know, Okay. Everybody trusted everybody, but after the 2001 season, you had egos walking through the door.
Okay, then quick questions. I know you got more callers. Did you ever hear Randy Johnson, country boy, listening to hip-hop?
Never.
Just make sure next time he get a TDI CD, and if he likes Lion, make sure he gets a La Mulata CD. Peace.
For sure, kid. We're going to get La Mulata on the show, my nigga. You heard? Set that up.
Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call.
All right. Take care. Enjoy your evening, TDI.
No doubt. You too, brother.
Bye.
Yeah, let me pay this bill real quick. You know how we do.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got a stamp.
Bro. And another caller, 646-401.
646.
What's up?
What's up?
What's going on, baby?
This is Lady TDI, you already know.
What's up, mama?
It's 8 o'clock. I just wanted to say shout out to my baby.
That's what's up, mama.
I'm glad that you're doing what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
Luigi, I look forward to meeting you at some point, right?
You met him already, man. What's wrong with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Luigi?
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you met him already. It's just y'all was both drunk, so we're going to talk about that another time.
Well, anyway, I look forward to having you sign my copy of my book.
Yes,
and
yes.
I wish you the best with everything. But
thank
I do
you
have
so
a question
much.
For you. What would you say was the experience that you learned from the most?
The experience I learned from the most?
Mm-hmm. Any one particular memory that you say that you would take that experience, that learning experience?
When Paul O'Neill's father, Scott Brosius's father, and Luis Soho's father passed away, and I was there in the dugout, and I hugged Luis Soho, and we started crying. And after 2 months later, my father passed away, and they all gave me a phone call. And, you know, it was the same feeling that they felt. And, you know, it just learned how it showed me that even though how much money they make, it doesn't matter. We're all human beings and we're all equal. And
right.
It just made me see that what I was chasing, a dream, fame, money, that wasn't going to bring me peace and happiness towards my life.
Right. Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with everything. And
thank you.
I hope that your book is successful.
Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. I really do.
No problem.
Damn Yankee fans.
Listen.
Still get a Red Sox show coming up, man. I'm going to get one West. Well, I mean, we need a Red Sox show, man.
Uh-oh. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we got another caller, man. Who's it? 347, you back on?
Yes, sir. It's Vice once again, kid. I got one more quick question. One more quick question before I go watch wrestling. So much championships, you know, the Yankee won, right? Did any bad boys get any rings?
Boy got a ring, one bad boy. I can't disclose that name at this moment, but one bad boy got a ring, and I did more working hours than he did.
Wow.
That is
work
crazy.
Ethic wasn't being acknowledged, kid.
Yeah, and remind you, I'm Hispanic.
I think that's why he didn't get one.
Chill, we ain't going to get Al Sharpton on the show right now, so, yeah.
Sharpton, we need Al.
All right, my brother, man. Thanks for calling, Vice, yo.
All right. Peace, peace. Band of Brothers, baby.
Yes, sir.
Band of Brothers, baby. Hey, yo, we got 440 back on the line.
440
hey.
What? Hello.
Hey, Luigi. I have a question. What's the player you were closest to, and what is the craziest stuff you have ever done with a player and stuff? This is Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hello.
You want to hear Derrick Jeter's story, right? You want to hear Derrick Jeter's story? You want to hear Derrick Jeter's story?
Yeah, you got her.
You want to hear Derrick Jeter? Got his number. You want his number? The craziest story I had was the closest player I was with, Ruben Sierra, but I'll give you a Derrick Jeter story because I know you want to hear one. I was working in a nightclub once with Derrick Jeter, and I was at the freaking bar. He told me to order two beers, and I ordered two beers, and guess who has to pay for the bill? Me! Not Derrick Jeter. Who makes more money? I love you, Jeter. Those are experiences. I had a lot of experiences, but these players are all cool. They're down to earth. But Ruben Sierra was the closest one to me and Ramiro Mendoza. And Mendoza flew me out to Panama, and we were just so tight. He introduced me to his family out there, and I stood out there for a week. He showed me his.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you a question, Lou. What would be the advice you would have for young kids coming up trying to follow your steps, like being a bad boy for any, like, you know, not just for the Yankees, like, you know, any other team? I know there's a couple of Met fans listening, too.
Yeah, Met
but, like,
fans.
What would be the advice you give for a young kid coming up trying to, you know, do the same thing you're doing?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, stay in school, raise up, don't let, you know, your job get involved with your education, because at the end of the day, your education is more important, and you're going to need your education for your future.
Right.
Don't let a dream, you know, block you from your education, because right now I didn't finish high school or none of that, and it was because of the Yankee, you know, the Yankee job, and now I'm forced to go get my GED.
Whoa. So that racket back there. You all right, Lou?
Yeah, nah.
I saw Brian Cashman might have kicked the door down or something, huh?
Say, Canseco came in here with a freaking subpoena.
Motherfucker. Yeah, man, he tarnished the game of baseball, man.
Yes, sir, Jose Canseco ruined it. I'm just trying to bring him back to a funny level where kids could enjoy and go out with their families, enjoy a Yankee game, and just block out all the negativity. It's become a business, and it's losing the fun of the game. I remember
right.
when you used to just get a glove and a baseball and throw it with your father or a friend, and it would be fun. Now you freaking got to pay so much money for a glove and a baseball to get into a Yankee game.
It's crazy, B.
So
tell
it's just
people,
trying to bring
people
back the fun to the game and let these young kids know that anything can be possible in New York or anywhere in the world. You can achieve your dreams, but just please stay in school, man.
Let me ask you, tell us more about the book. Like, exactly, give us a rundown real quick. What could they expect in your book?
There's going to be a rundown of 12 players, 12 household name players that are in my chapter. There's going to be one special chapter, Me Against the Yankee Organization, where that's the main chapter where the public will be the judge of how they fired me. Because I want to tell you on the air, but then it will ruin the surprise for everybody.
I can dig it.
But I want the public to decide, was it fair to fire me, and was it fair to give me a second chance? And not only that, but let you know that there's people still in there that have done a worse mistake than I made, and they still work there.
Wow.
And Lewis, can you also tell people that they'll get some inside kind of fly on the wall view and perspective that they never saw before?
This is my writer. He's Michael Christen, and he's the one that's the brains and helping me out. And your fan is gonna get an inside look, a never any other bad boy. And by the way, I am the official last Yankee bad boy to write a book, and it's gonna be the last one. So you gotta get this copy. It's about the World Championships, stuff you wanna know about your favorite player. and things you need to hear, because it's going to make you laugh. There's going to be drama, and there's going to be ups and downs. And you're going to get the whole full impact of the roller coaster ride in this book, and it's well worth it. And by the way, it goes to a nonprofit cancer organization, Reform, of myself, Squeegee Production.
Yep, I think that's very important that
we're giving back to the community. It's not taking everything, you know, not taking money and just pocketing and having fun. We're doing also positive things with this money. And this is just for you to get an inside look towards these players. You want to know how they act off the field, and you know how they are on the field in the clubhouse. They're all little kids, and you're going to get that inside look, and then you're going to get the inside look of how an organization treats their staff.
Now, after you left, or even when you were working there, didn't people ask you, hey, what's it like? What's it really like? Everybody asks you that same thing, right? They want to know.
Everybody wants to know. I've been asked that question maybe a million times, and I've answered it all the same way, and I'll continue to answer it. Life is not what it seems, and it's beautiful. They paint a picture for you that's beautiful, but don't let you know the real details, and that's what I'm going to let you know in this book.
That, I think, is very important. You're going to answer the question. Okay.
I want to cut on the y'all. Love you. I never call it 914.
Okay.
914 is in the building. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Luigi the bad boy.
What's up? Who's speaking?
This is Rob Beezy.
Rob
Beezy. Dugs. This is Dugs.
Beezy.
Dugs. So,
Y-O.
Y-O in the building.
Y-O.
Y-O, stand up.
Yeah.
What's
so,
up,
yeah, you know. I want to know, you know, with this book that's coming out, you know, like, how does it feel to write a book about, you know, something that you experienced in your life, you know, from as a kid to now?
It brings back memories. As I work on this project, we're almost done. It's hard, man, because to reflect on all those years, and all those years have passed by, 5 years already, and I go through some chapters and write about a player, and I start to, you know, either cry, laugh, and it brings back so many good memories. But when I finish the book, there's that last little piece chapter, how I got let go, which hurts me, and they don't understand that they don't even have the audacity to call and say how you're doing or anything. And it, just reflecting on the experience I had was so fun as a 14-year-old kid, traveling in planes, wearing suits, traveling with your favorite ball player, and watching games for free from the dugout was great, man. It was great.
We got another caller from the 914. 914 is definitely in the building. 914, what's going on? You live with your boy Squeegee.
Squeegee, it's Paulie.
Hey, Paulie, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Call good, buddy.
Can you support? Always understand that I'm here for you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you, I know I've never asked you this, but you got to, if you can't give it away, then I understand. But you got to tell me, what is the weirdest thing any player has ever asked you to get them?
Wow. See, yeah, we're going to have a crazy one here. All right. The weirdest thing. You want to hear? Giambi's lucky thumb.
That is the weird. You, what are you trying to say? You have to go get it?
What do you think? The lucky thumb, brother, that made him come out of a batting slump. Thank you, Squeegee.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Damn.
So, man,
Miller to Colorado?
What Giambi color
look,
was
man,
it?
Let the Giambi look fool you, man.
Now, Giambi's a good dude, man. He's a funny, probably the most humblest player there in the Yankees that got along with bad boys and was willing to help anybody out in a crisis, man. Let me tell you. Hello?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Now that is true from the heart, man. I love Giambi. He's a good dude. Got
that
wrong in New York, too.
Yo, what color was it?
Yeah. It was gold.
The golden thong.
The gold member?
The golden thong. It's called the
gold member? Wow, B. Yo, so real quick, man.
They got
what's
everybody
up
out of slumps, man.
Fuck it. That's what works for him, man, and more power to him, B. That nigga is shit. I don't know, man. But, yo, real quick, like, Any last words before we, like, wrap this interview up, man? Like, what's some of the things you want to touch up on before we wrap this up?
Yeah, please. I got a website. Visit www.squeegeebadboy.com.
Right.
I got a clothing line coming out, Squeegee, a fashion show for ESP 51, DNC Models, April 25th. Check that out.
Shout out to Joe Zane, man.
Got a documentary coming out also called The Not So Perfect Game, featuring Bernie Williams, Mendoza, Sierra, David Cohn, et cetera, players.
Nice.
And, you know,
give them the Facebook. Give them the Facebook. Where to reach you at?
Facebook, Luigi Castillo. Just look up Luigi Castillo. I accept all ads, answer all comments. I'm on the everyday working, networking, man. And
we got another caller from the 646. 646, what's up? You live and direct with your boy.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Luigi. Good luck on your book.
Thank you, Mama.
This is G-Baby from the Bronx.
Thank you.
Hold your head up.
Thank you, Mama.
Up. That's what's up. Got a lot
that's
of love,
right? That's love, huh? And I just want to, you know, shout-out to Butchie. You know, he's in there.
Free
Butchie all day, every day. Don Q, Vice, PJ, Michael Christian, my writer, my manager, Junior Martinez, Caviar Dreams, my sponsor. Vernick, Mendoza, Sierra, Gilly. If I missed out on you guys, I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that know me.
If you missed out, you can call them up because you still got another couple of minutes, man. We're going to get into this joint real quick, and hopefully I give people more time to come back and, you know, see what up, man. But, shit, people call up, man. We'll be right back in, like, 2 seconds.
Yes, sir.
You niggas thought it was a problem, huh? I'm going to show y'all what a problem is right now, man. A lot of niggas want to be me. There's only one me. One CDI. In the same order you heard the letters, that's my name. TDI. I'm going to talk to you. Got a million ways to say y'all poppin' you. No batteries needed, I'm being electronic. If I said I kick ass for a spot, then I lied to you. You fat bitch, and let some niggas harmonica. I'm next to the Jordan. I'm going northbound, out of bounds, man, whatever you call it. And if he want war, he want a gun clap, anything, jigger style funeral, all black, everything. Got my fucking list, hold up high, man, who I'll look up to. So, any one of you rappers I bump to, throw you up and down when I say the words, fuck you. Let's bring it to a man that said he wants some respect, see what? I can't respect them cause they stunt hard. My career is surrounded by a junkyard. But back to me saying I'm poppin' ya. Shoot you from all angles, you're hurting the photographer. Calm down, T. Get realistic with these people, man. Niggas is cartoons, man. Niggas ain't rappers. You a rapper. Okay, let's be real, I ain't gon' pop it up. I ain't gon' run up on your face and put the eye to your tip. If I bring the drama, when you start saying let's lock him up. You the type of real star singer like an opera. If I got a problem, I won't hesitate to leave him there. I leave him busy off the clip like it's reaping here. Don't even reach in here, we'll leave you bleeding here. You'll be rolling, no laughing but a wheelchair. I'm hot, that's a devil in. I'm the top with a mezzanine. Line to the next of day with lines like a referee. Make it hotter than with Tampa Bay Devils play. You can't even say you a man, you Desiree. The stuff got shit don't get me started, boy. It's fucking pardon. You swore foot in a roll of charms. I'll show you what to do with a snub. Make you swallow your teeth, make you chew with your gums. Oh my god! That's what we do. That's just my return right there. We gonna kick it to second gear in a minute.
Yo, yo.
Yes, sir.
Back live and direct. Yeah, I got to apologize, man, for the clarity of the music, man. You know, I'm new to this. I'm a rapper, B. I don't deal with engineering and none of that craziness, man. We got engineers for that, man. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, we got another call up in the 646. I think they're going to keep screaming at you, brother, man. Yo, 646, you live and direct.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Al from the Bronx, yo. I want
to...
Yo, what's up, man? I want to show some support for Luigi, you know what I'm saying? So,
Hey, Al, what up, Nick?
What up, bro?
Thank you,
good.
Bro.
Nah, TDI, nigga, support. What up, man?
Yeah, yo, what up? Yo, I just got a question for Luigi, man, you know what I'm saying? Just to clarify, you know, everything about this book.
Yes.
Sorry, guy, that's true.
What the question I have is this book, you know, are you looking to trash the Yankee organization, or are you looking to send them to them that you wouldn't otherwise get if you wasn't writing a book, you know? What message you want to send them?
Yeah, the message I want to send them is that I'm sending them this message through the book because I can't get to them because they're not giving me the opportunity. And, yeah, I am going to trash them.
Oh, okay. It's a double-sided sword then. You know, you're going to, you know, set them up and then chop them.
Yeah, exactly, the way they did to me.
in some circles, that's kind of dirty, but you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, if you want to put it in barbaric forms.
They left me out here, man.
Yo, man, you know, like I said, I wish you luck, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of supporters,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, in the hood, and I'm sure you got a lot of supporters out there. And, you know, the Yankees look out, man, because, you know, Luigi's coming through
friend.
With some real info.
You think Brian Cashman is my favorite friend?
Nah, you might have Theo Epstein as your favorite friend by now.
Yo.
And John Henry and them people.
Hey.
Show support to the radio station, man. You're doing a good job. I know the audio ain't good today, but I'm sure y'all get through that.
This is my first show, man.
For this opportunity, man. Definitely, man. And thank you for the support and the call. All
right, man.
Man. We got like a high volume of calls. Thanks a lot, B. No doubt. Big Al, along with Al right there, boy.
Yeah.
Yo, man, first, I want to take the time out to thank everybody that called, everybody that showed me love, and all the people that hated on me on Twitter, because I swear to God, it'll be my first show, and already these people hating. And
yes,
it makes me feel good. I feel like a threat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm posing a threat to these chumps out here. But more or less, man, thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody for calling, man, you know what I'm saying, for showing the support, for promoting me, for, you know what I mean? Thanks to Lush. Hold on, we got another 718 caller right here.
Missy in the building, oh smash. That 718, oh smash in the building. What's going on?
Oh smash, B.
Yo, who's this? TDI, baby?
I'm right here. What's up, my brother?
Yo, what's good, man? Showing support, man. Showing support to everybody, to all the listeners out there. Support the movement, baby. Squeegee, I see you. We in the building. TDI's coming real soon. Dynasty's about to blow. Kaboom. We moving. We moving. Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good, baby? Yo, you making it. We on the ground right now, you know?
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby boy? Thanks for the support, man. I got your message, too, man. You got through, finally.
Thank you, man.
I got through. I've been blowing up the phone. I'm telling everybody to hit you up. When you going to be on? Tomorrow at the same time?
Nah. This is a weak thing right now. I'm on a probation period, kid. The shit blow is a wrap, man.
It's a wrap. We out the hood.
Yeah,
support the movement. All right, Core Lush. All the listeners out there, man, pay attention to the show. TDI is the truth. Listen to his music. Stay focused. BX is in the building. Over and out.
For show one. Yeah. Shout out to Old Smash, man. Shout out to Old Smash, the whole Lex Management, man. Shout out to Dynasty. You got a real good artist in his hand. Yo, we got one more minute, man.
Let me do what I do. I like promoting. Yo, everybody out there, man, pay attention to Dynasty. The mega, I just played them right now. I feel real good. High 97 is blasting his song, 105.1. It's called Old School, the remix to Don on my single. We doing our thing. We just grinding, man. We focused. We just doing our thing. We going to the top, man. Talks is in the air, baby. Def Jam Awesome. DJ Cali Friday. We making moves, baby. We making moves. Stay focused. Yo, TDI, I love you, man. I love the show.
Yeah, you know, my brother.
One day we're going to bring Dynasty through. We might bring Dynasty through next week and all that. You know? We're going to go hard with
number,
the Twitter.
You got my number. You got my Twitter. You know where I'm at.
All right, all day, every day. I got to get used to this interview thing, though. You hear me, man? I'm used to talking
to
the label.
Shout out to Fort Apache, man. Shout out to Fort Apache. Shout out to my man Mike. Shout out to Grin Styles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Grin. Shout out to Fort Apache. Shout out to Axe, too. BX is in the building. We moving. You hear me, everybody? Everybody that's listening, man. We in the ground. We go. We about to do it, man. The Bronx is coming back. This whole music is about to change. We about to shift it to New York the way it's supposed to be. We love the South. We support the South and the West, but it got to come back to New York. We mothered this, man. We birthed this, man, for real.
What's up,
I still
dude?
Got time. IOTD, yo, be easy. I'm on the radio.
I
like it. I like it, though. It's fun, though.
You're right.
I just can't. I just can't hear myself.
I'm gonna get you the co-host. Don't worry about it, man.
Come on, you know I talk a mile a minute, B. I talk a mile a minute. Come on, man. I'm not trying to take your job, though. I ain't trying to take your job, my brother. Come on.
I think you did already. I think you did.
Nah, never, never that, man. Come on, man. I'm a construction worker. Shout out to Local 79. Everybody out there listening, man, Local 79, man, call up Lush Radio, baby, for real.
We
on the
group.
All right, yo, Squeegee, take me easy. You hear me? Over and out, Squeegee.
All right, bro.
Yo, we're going to run it out with this last joint, DJ June, another joint DJ June did. Hey, yo,
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity,
thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it. My mother, my son, my wife, and everybody that supported me. If I miss you, I'm sorry. I love y'all, man.
Shout out to Blazer June. Hey, yo, Blazer, I know you're tuning in because you sent me the blast, too. Shout out to Blazer June, Caviar Dreams. Yo, Vern, I see you, baby. We in the building.
Shout out to my baby girl, Denora, for calling me up and showing me some love, you know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Ray on the check-in, you know what I'm saying, on the real deal.
Hey,
shout out to Old Smash.
Yeah. We in the building. All right, now, man.
We going to play this joint right here. Shout out to DJ June. DJ June, man, you owe me a call, son. You owe me a new mix now, man. We going to end it out with this joint. Hey, buddy, I already know next week, same time, same channel, man. Holla.
Amen.
Once again, you rocking with DJ June. I represent the Boogie Down Bronx. Another exclusive remix. Shout out to Brooklyn on this one.
Feel it coming in the air, and the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem? Tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna make out the night.
Only good when I'm coming.
got an ass that I swallow with a G string. And I'm top on, two G sting. And I'm beasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that the dude brings. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. G-Rock, baby, you need to stop the new thing. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. When you ain't sippin', have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.